underground preacher to the underground church. And today we're going to talk about alien reality. It's easy to see now what we used to call conspiracy theory. People seeing UFOs and stuff in the air and in social media, as we can see it. But it's going to come more and more prominent, and the reality is coming to life. And we have to realize one thing is there is a truth that is not told out there. And that is, yes, aliens, they're real. But you have to understand one thing. I'm not going to chew my word on it. They're demons. And unless you understand that and accept it, you are already defeated. That plan was carefully put together by the devil to deceive. I mean, 20 years ago when I came to the reality of it, I asked God. And God just put it this way. If a supposedly advanced civilization out there comes in contact with humans, and the point of contact is the government, what does that tell you? Because the government is not your friend. The friend of my enemy, what does that make you? I mean, what does that make them? Your enemy too. Because their allies is the government. So that tells you right there, they're not your friend. And the truth of it that is not being told out there is that they're demons. And the government itself that is in contact with them is being deceived. They think they're aliens and all that, but in real life, they're demons. And it's true also that you have alien abductions. The alien abduction is nothing but the demons taking humans to collect the DNA, because they're trying to manufacture a human body so they can embody that to be able to navigate this physical world. I mean, it's not, they don't just abduct human beings. They abduct animals and all that. They have trying to figure out what would be the best body to navigate in. The simple way to identify that they're demons is simple. Good old rebuking them in the name of Jesus Christ. That's your weapon. Don't think that you can take a gun and all that. They're advanced technologically. They're really advanced, far more advanced than you think. And you cannot take your gun and think you can just take them down, or you think you can expose them. No, don't try to expose them. Just leave them alone. You just focus on getting people to Jesus Christ. Focus on getting on your knees and getting yourself right with Jesus Christ. That's what you're supposed to do. At first, they're going to come as friends. And before you know it, people are going to realize too late that they're making human beings their food. And the reason why they're making human beings their food is because the bodies that they manufacture cannot sustain life. So the only way they can stay alive and sustain life is by consuming life, human flesh and blood. And they prefer children. Why do you think so many children are missing? Human trafficking and all that. Part of human trafficking is to feed those kids to the aliens, supposedly aliens, which are demons. May God have mercy on us and have mercy on the kids and save them. It's sad, but that's the reality. That's the evil that is actually going on. And that literally killing kids, taking kids to sacrifice to those demons and thinking, oh, no, they're just aliens and they need that. That's the substance. Even if you think that's what it is, that's just that alone flat out is telling you that something ain't right. What kind of a being are you to consume? No, we don't do that. That's not right. Those aliens are nothing but a scheme from the devil. It's a deception to deceive you to think that there are beings out there. And you're going to see that the first thing they're going to try to do is to tell you, oh, no, they're the one who created us to put themselves as God. to sway you away from God, to get you astray. And once you get you astray from God, you don't have good old rebuking them in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have that anymore. All you're going to do is just cry and shout, and they just consume you. But if you rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ, that's when you're going to know. That's when you're going to see the truth of it. So, don't get deceived. They're demons. And if they tell you no, tell them to just say this simple phrase: Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. It's that simple. They're not going to be able to do it. They're not going to do it. They're never going to profess Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior because they're demons. That's how you know. And once you identify your enemy, the devil, the demons, you know the weapons, Jesus Christ. Hence, we're calling people to God, develop a relationship with God. Out there, you have God, who's the sovereign, the king. And then you have the dark side. And the dark side is full of schemes. You have to identify these two, the dark side and God. Go with God. Only God can defeat them. There is no middle line. There is no, oh, they're benign and they can't do nothing to you. They're just out there existing. It's a lie. They're with the dark side. And they're coming on earth to kill, steal, and destroy. And they're going to deceive people. And by the time people realize the truth, it's too late. But I destroyed that plan in the name of Jesus Christ. The more people wake up and go with God and get on their knees, the less chances they're going to have to do anything on earth. Because they cannot do anything where Holy Spirit is. On your knees, that's where you're going to fight the battles, and that's where they're going to be defeated. You pray, Holy Spirit goes in effect. And when you read the Bible, you will see it. Only one angel is going to come and chain the devil. So God is not limited in resources. He will send angels down, but we need to get on our knees. Don't fall for the deception. Don't think they're just out there creatures and coming. I mean, people, think about it. If a real, really advanced civilization out there getting contact with Earth, do you really think they're going to come to Earth? They're going to get in contact with us? We are too primitive for them. The signs that you really advance is first that you are one people. We can't even be one people. We still go to war. We still have military guns to kill each other. We're still primitive. And you think an advanced civilization is going to come in contact with us? No. The only ones that are going to come will be evil, which are beneath us. That's why they're coming. But the real advanced one, they're going to leave us alone. Because if they come in contact with us and we get a hold of the technology, guess what we're going to do? We're going to destroy each other with that. So you think they're really going to do? They're not going to do. They're going to leave us alone until we grow up to the point where we can get along with each other, where we know that good is better than evil. Unless we get to that point, we're still primitive, preying on the weak, like animals. You think that's being advanced? That we have technology and, oh, you have technology, but your child is sitting there watching pornography, and that's advanced. Your level of morality is completely gone. You embrace homosexuality. That is an open door to the devil. That's witchcraft right there in front of you. And you're embracing it and you think you advance. So make sure you hot for God. And make sure you see clearly in the water. The separation. There is no middle line. You either for the devil or you with God. Don't get yourself deceived that these creatures are in the middle. There is no middle. And don't get yourself deceived that you can make it by being in the middle. No. The line is being drawn as we speak right now. People are realizing evil stuff that is taking place all over the world and wondering what is going on. Well, soon you're going to see, you're going to realize. You just make sure you get yourself right with God. Get Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And follow him, develop a relationship in spirit and in truth. That's how you're going to be saved. Don't panic thinking you can go off grid and do. No, that's not the solution. The solution is called Jesus Christ. It's plain simple. Just put it to test and you will see for yourself. You see an alien, rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ and you see for yourself. And that's what the Holy Spirit had put in my heart for you today. And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.